Hey, what's going on, ladies and gentlemen out there? You got Tony out here on Two-Way Thoughts. It's December 14th, 2017. This is our first official podcast. I'm here with
Melanie, also known as Mel.
And we just want to first give our thoughts and prayers out to the families out there affected by the New York City bombing, just to let you guys know we're praying for you, hoping things go well for you guys that are injured out there. So New York City is always going to be dear to my heart. That's why I was born and raised. So it's definitely concerning to hear that things are still happening out there in the world. But, you know, as New Yorkers go, the world goes. So that's where everything starts at, right there in New York. So big ups to you guys and shout out to everyone in New York City. Mm-hmm. We'll get right into it, man. Like I said, you know, my name is Tony. Like I said, originally from New York, born in Manhattan, lived in Harlem, South Bronx, moved down to North Carolina prior to moving down here to Florida. Been down here for about 12, 13 years. Have a military background, sports background as far as football, baseball, basketball, track, things like that nature. So just a little bit about me. Here's Mella.
Hey guys, thanks for joining in. Originally from Atlanta, born and raised there. I did live a couple years up in Boston and became a diehard New England Patriots fan. We have some haters in the house, but that's okay. I'm sure I have more haters that are going to join, but yeah, I also have a lot of people who love the New England Patriots. Anyhow, as stated, lived in Atlanta, born there. True to my roots, so I'll always be a Georgia Peach. I have lived in Florida for about 24 years, so they try to claim me here as a Floridian, but again, as I stated, always true to where I'm from. So thanks again, guys, for joining in today.
And real quick, before we get things started, I just want to let you guys know you can hit us up on email if you have any questions, comments, you know, things that you want us to talk about on here. We're going to do this every Wednesday, just to let you guys know. The email is twowaythoughts@yahoo.com. That's twowaythoughts@yahoo.com. So yeah, like I said, just hit us up and
anything you guys want to talk about, let us, you know, obviously bring it up, converse, and we'll go from there.
Like I said, you know, you can call in, you know, when we get that thing going on as far as the call in feature. We'll try to answer questions and things of that nature. The concept behind Two-Way Thoughts is, you know, we have a male and female perspective about different concepts, you know, sports, relationships, careers, travel, you know, music, things of that nature. And, you know, we're also a couple, too. So we're together. We have our differences. We have our likes. As you can see, our pictures, we're an interracial couple. So it's definitely going to be some things that we aren't going to agree on all the time. But the way things are, you know, we have to be able to communicate about them as well as, you know, show both sides of things. So one thing that we do have a lot of big conversation about is sports, because we definitely both love football. So
Patriots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's a Patriots fan, unfortunately. But she is a woman that loves football. So that's always a great thing. So go over a few scores and get right into it. It was a couple of good games this weekend. Definitely was some shocking games. Definitely was some exciting games, some hard-hitting games, some things that happened this year that didn't happen throughout the whole year. I'm a Carolina Panthers fan. You know, been in Carolina. I was in Carolina for about 12, 13 years. So I became a Panthers fan after moving from New York. And my boys took out the Vikings. They're a pretty good team out of the NFC. 31-24, and you know, the Falcons, I was pulling from this weekend, they pulled out the win over the Saints, so that helped us out. So
that was a great game.
Definitely was a great game. Steelers pulled out a big game over the Ravens. Her Patriots lost to the Dolphins on Monday. So
why are we bringing up this again?
We are bringing this up every time I get a chance until the Patriots play again.
I went to sleep hoping that the score would change when I woke up in the morning.
Yeah, it's kind of like it's kind of like when, you know, you go to the refrigerator when you're hungry and you got nothing in the refrigerator. You know, you open the refrigerator, it's like it's not still in there. That's the same way she felt.
I know you guys understand if you're Patriot fans. That was just pathetic.
She felt the same way, you know, about, you know, the game's about over. No, it's not over yet. Oh, they're coming back. You know, so, you know, it was a good game.
No, it wasn't a good game.
It was a decent game. I can say a good game. It was a decent game, depending on who you were looking to do, you know, as far as win the game. But it definitely was something that we was definitely watching until the end. So yeah, it's like I said, it was some definitely some great games out there this weekend. Surprising
besides
games.
The Patriots, but yes.
Yeah, besides the Patriots, okay, if you say so. Definitely was something that I was looking forward to see both teams being 11-2 next weekend, but apparently there won't be two teams 11-2. There'll be one team 11-2 between the Steelers and the Patriots. So it'll be one team 11-2 and the other one 10-3. Now, like I told her the other day, I'm like, listen, the Steelers can be 11-2 to end up losing this game, and there'll still be, you know, a tie for first place. But still, the Patriots, unfortunately, will still have the head-to-head win, so they'll still be good. So, I'm not a big Steelers fan. I'm not crazy about them. I think their defense is kind of suspect, but the Patriots' defense is definitely suspect too. So it's gonna be a. It can go any.
We lost to the damn Dolphins, so. But that doesn't mean we're losing to the Steelers. Shoot, well, and I got lunch on this with a friend, yeah, so shoot.
Well, you might be paying for lunch then. I'm just saying. I mean, it's the thing about it is, it can go either way. You know, as you saw the other night, Brady can get real shook up back there in the pocket if he gets, you know, pressure on him.
Pressure? He got tackled lots of times.
He got pressured and he failed a couple of times by the air. I understand that. But my point is...
And then we had big, humongous dudes on him. Mm-hmm.
Well...
Let's go ahead and mention that. And no sort of freaking... Go ahead. You have to agree with that.
Listen, I agree with some of it, but I agree also with...
I don't know where our offense was. Actually, I don't even know where our team was, to be honest.
Well, they was in Miami Beach, with apparently.
Clearly.
They was on South
on the
Beach.
Field.
They were hanging with Big
they
Willie
not
style.
On the field.
Getting jiggy with it, but he wasn't getting jiggy on the field, though.
What was that big dude?
Sue.
Whew, yeah, Sue. I don't know. I never heard of this dude before because I don't care about the Dolphins. That dude was huge. He was a tsunami wrestler.
Yeah, Sue's been playing for a few years. He's been a big dude. I think he came to Miami maybe 3 or 4 years ago from Detroit Lions. So he's been like that. He just plays on the Dolphins. You just don't know about him.
Yeah.
But you know,
he liked Brady that night. He liked Brady a lot.
Yeah, he was eating Brady for lunch the other night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's going to be a good playoffs, I think, this year. You got some surprising teams that are going to be in the playoffs this year. I'm pretty sure the Saints going to be this year. Mm-hmm. You know, now our division, toughest division, of course, in the whole NFC, the NFC South.
So I have to interrupt you, honey. I had to give my baby his Christmas gift early because, you know, I wanted him to be able to wear his jersey. Since there's only going to be a couple games left of the season. So, you want to tell them what I got you?
So check this out, y'all. So, I come in from work today, and she's like, hey, I want you to open your Christmas gift. I'm like, damn, it's December 14th. Why did I open up a gift on December 14th? She's like, because I want you to open it. I'm like, I don't want to. It's December 14th. She's like, but you need to. I said, why do I need to? Give me a reason why. I'm like, is the world going to end? You know... You know something I was going to know? You know, you read my fortune or something? That I ain't going to be living or something by December 25th or something? You know, she's like, just open your gift. I'm giving her, like, this is like the opposite of what a kid would do if they want to open their gifts. It wasn't like, hey, okay, I'm opening it. It was like, okay, why do I need to open it? Like, what's going on? You know, so we're going back and forth about 5-10 minutes, and she's like, open it. All right, I'm not opening it. So I said, I can't open it. So she opens it. And she makes, you know, it easier for me to open, I should say, because I'm like, oh, I can't open it. I don't have any nails to open it. She's like, oh, I'll open it then. So then she opens it, and then I pull it up, and it's a Christian McCaffrey jersey. So I'm like, oh, okay, that's what's up, you know, Carolina Panthers fan. So from her giving me the gift, she handed it to me, there's a fit, yada, 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 and she's like, yeah, you're only going to have a few more weeks to wear it, so I figured you get it now. I'm like, oh, you're shooting your shot at me. Oh, so you're telling me my boys ain't going to the playoffs then? That's for your whole purpose. You want me to wear this jersey right now.
Aren't I a thoughtful girlfriend? Come on, guys.
That is
so thoughtful.
That is so low blowish that I was like so confused and mad and happy and like that's a shot. Okay. So anytime I got a chance for the rest of the day, I was hitting up with, you know, some Patriot jokes and some Tom Brady jokes just to mess with her because she pretty much saying my boy is not going to be in the playoffs the rest of the year. So, I mean, you know, it's kind of messed up that she wants to sit there and talk about my boys like we, you know, we second class citizens or something like that. You know,
yeah, well, to us, you are.
Listen, y'all cheated us a couple years ago.
Oh, here we go. Right. Oh, my goodness.
We're not going to go back to, you know, Spygate. Y'all got a lot of country. Every daggone Super Bowl, y'all got an asterisk beside it in my book, in everybody else's book.
I'm sorry you guys have to hear this.
Listen.
It's boring. I understand.
It's not boring. It's the truth, but, you know, it's all good, though. Anyway, so like I said, it's going to be some surprising teams in the playoffs this year. We're going to have, more than likely, we're going to have the Rams. We're going to have the
Eagles. Cannot believe they flying this year.
They flying. The Eagles flying this year. Shout out to Philly. They doing pretty good this year, but really not sure how far they're going to go right now because Carson Wentz out for the season with a torn ACL. So
who's going to be his backup?
Right now they got Nick Foles, the guy that actually got traded years back to the Rams, and now he's back. And in the Eagles as a backup. Now he's back as a starter. It's back and forth. He lost the job. Got the job back because somebody got hurt. And he hasn't really played in the last couple of years. So
we'll see.
We'll definitely have to see. You know, it's going to be something interesting in the next few weeks. I see they got Aaron Rodgers decide he wants to come back against my boys this weekend against my Carolina Panthers. You know, he just came back from a clavicle injury. I don't know if he want to come back against us. That's kind of a bad thing. I think he should do because my boy's coming for him.
You think so?
My boy's coming for him. Julius Peppers, former Green Bay Packer, definitely wants to put Aaron on his back.
I don't know. You and the Falcons, kind of, you know, are right there.
Well, we're right there, along with the Saints. We have three teams possibly from the NFC South that can go into the playoffs. So. Like I've been screaming the entire time, the NFC South has the hardest division because of every year is between us three. And we already know who run the South.
The Falcons?
That's a lie.
My mother's a diehard Falcons fan, so you know what? When it comes down to it, I gotta like root the Falcons on. Because if it wasn't for my mother being the type of fan she is, I would have never, ever loved football as much as I do. Now, granted, she wanted me to be a Birdies fan, but, you know, I had to make that decision when I got older on which team I like, and, of course, I made the right one. Love you, Mom.
Yeah, you know, me and her mom, we go at it about the NFC South, about, you know, how we run the South, and she brings up, you know, how the Dirty Birds were in the Super Bowl last year. But they got blown out after they were up by 25.
What team, honey? Who were they playing?
Some other team that they played in the Super Bowl. I'm not going to say their name. But anyway, so, you know, it's a thing that me and her mom go back and forth. Like I said, it's real cool to have people to talk to about football, especially females, because there's not many females that enjoy football, that understand it, and can talk football, you know, trash like the way the guys do. So it's real cool. But yeah, so it's going to be interesting these next few weeks to see how the playoffs run, you know, kind of comes to, you know, into play. Which team's going to make it, what team's not going to make it, and what kind of upset's going to be made. Because, like I said, you know, it's going to be some teams making it that shouldn't be in there. You know, the Browns almost pulled off a win out of the blue against the Packers. I don't know how that almost happened, but
I hope no one's a Browns fan.
Man, I'm sorry. I feel sorry for the Browns fans out there, the city of Cleveland. Besides LeBron being there, I don't know what you guys would do because that's a city of, man, I don't know. It's just all bad every year. I don't know how they go 0-16 like two, 3 years in a row and they still want fans to come to their games. They're stealing people's money right now.
Is their stadium even...
I don't even know.
Yeah, I was going to say, we don't even think it comes on cable TV because no one watches it.
I really can't tell you because I can't honestly say I haven't watched the game, and I don't know when. It really can't. Mm-mm. They have some good players.
I don't even
but
think they air it.
I don't know. I mean, the thing about it is they get good players every year because they're in the top of the draft every year, but it's the players. I ain't going to say good players. They get good picks. I'm not going to say good players.
Clearly not good players.
Yeah. I'm going to change that real quick because the picks they get are top-notch picks as far as like round one, first round picks, and then all of a sudden it's like, why do the personnel people continuously pick guys that either get hurt or can't play at all? Yeah, so I mean, the Browns, like I said, you know, they definitely
suck.
Aren't the greatest team. I'm not going to be that mean to them.
I don't think anyone's a fan, honey. It's okay.
Well, you're right. I don't think everybody's a fan, but we're going to be respectful of other people's teams, and that's what it is.
Why don't you also let us know who you're fan or who you're a fan of, and if you are a Cleveland Brown fan. I'm just curious if there's anybody out there that buys anything that has to do with them.
Yeah, let us know. Hit us up, like I said, on twowaythoughts@yahoo.com. That's twowaythoughts@yahoo.com. Okay. Let us know who you know, who's your team as far as NFL is concerned, all right? You know, as we would kind of, you know, think about our topics that we want to talk about on this podcast, we kind of went through a lot of things and kind of thought about, okay, we want to definitely talk about, like I said, sports for sure, relationships, music, careers, travels, you know, things of that nature. But one thing that's real dear to us that we definitely, you know, enjoy on a daily basis is music. And we was kind of, you know, there's some days that we kind of feel like we want to hear, you know, trap music. Some days we want to hear R&B. Some days we want to hear R&B groups. Some days we might want to hear all 90s, maybe some days Biggie, some
slow
Tupac,
jams.
You know, so it's definitely some things that is real dear to us, and we definitely wanted to talk about that as far as that concerned, you know. So one day, I think it was maybe a couple weeks ago, I think we played like straight 90s, you know, hip hop the whole entire day, and it was like songs that we probably haven't heard in a while, you know, just to kind of give you an idea.
What was the song that came on and we were both like, God, we have not heard that since the 90s. I cannot remember what it was, but I don't know if you've ever just been listening to Pandora, and, you know, I love Pandora, and you skip around, you listen to it, and for the most part, it's playing repetitive songs over and over, but they threw in a song, and we both were like, what? I cannot think of the name of it right now. But, you know, we grew up as teenagers in the 90s. We're both the same age, very young, very, very young. And we both have a love and an appreciation for the lyrics, the time. You know, I'm not going to knock today's music. A lot of people do. It's different. Each generation growing up, we all know the 60s said the same thing about the 70s. 70s said the same thing about the 80s and so on and so forth. Good music is based on lyrics, as far as I'm concerned, about real lyrics, real beats, things that move you. For me personally, in addition to the lyrics, it's being able to reflect back, God, what was I doing? Where was I at? Who was I with? Who does this remind me of? And I'm sure we all do that, especially if you have a passion for music. So, you know, Tony and I are not just 90s fans. Now, is that personally what I love the most, whether it be hip-hop and R&B? Yes, but we listen to today's music. Now, I mean, there's, what did we hear today? Lil Pump.
Yeah, somebody named Lil Pump. Shout out to Lil Pump, whoever you are.
Lil Pump, I don't know who you are, Lil Pump, but
Lil Pump had a feature with 2 Chainz.
With 2 Chainz, but your song sucked. Sorry.
Hey, I wasn't a fan.
More power to you, do your thing. But the thing that I personally feel with a lot of the lyrics nowadays, everybody's just trying to rhyme and make the words all match. And being a writer myself, I'm not a music writer, but I am a poetic writer and I write short stories. It's not all about just rhyming. So there just comes a time where your beats, sometimes you only are listening to the beat and you're like, okay, this is cool. But then you listen to the lyrics and you're like, what in the world? What is this? So.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a day and age where it's, I don't know, you call it knick-knack rap or whatever you want to call it. I mean, hip, like I said, like the old people say, hippity hop, because, like I said, you know, I'm used to growing up listening to Jay-Z, Nas, you know, Rakim, you know, guys
Wu-Tang.
Like that, Wu-Tang, Eric B, you know, Rakim. As far as DJs concerned, scratching on the records, you know, playing things that are original or even, you know,
but they made sense.
It made sense.
Like, you follow a story.
Yeah, definitely. So I mean, it's not like I don't like the futures out there. I mean, of course, when I'm working out or doing something that's active or trying to get hype for a game or something like that, whatever the case may be, I'm listening to the future. I'm listening to something that's gonna get me upbeat. You know, I'm listening to something that's gonna get me hype. You know, if I want to chill, I can't say right now there's an R&B singer that plays as far as the R&B music we heard in the 90s. Like, you know, my favorite group in the 90s was Jack, well, not Jagged Edge, I'm sorry, that's
Drew
hers,
Hill.
was Drew Hill.
That's mine, Jagged Edge.
Hers is Jagged Edge, you know, she's
But I'm a
ATL.
Keith Sweat
You
fan
know,
too, though.
my thing with Drew Hill was you can hear the pain in these guys' voices when they sung the song. You can tell that that song was meant for them because they went through whatever they were singing about. You know, I don't care enough. I mean, yeah, I care about the ghostwriting. I'm gonna say it right now. You know, I feel like if you're an artist, in order to get the best out of you, you got to come from that certain type
And
of
that
pain,
person, yeah. And that person,
and that
not somebody
person,
writing it
and
for
that,
you.
right. So you think about, you know, I think about it like it's unfortunate, but the best time you hear Mary J. Blige when she go through something.
Her pain.
Her pain is her best, you know, relief, and she gets the best out of her music. To me, in my opinion, when she goes through something in her life, you know, relationship wise. Like I said, you know, Casey and JoJo, like, you know, and they was going through their things back with Jodeci, you know, you can tell the pain in their voice, you know, whatever they were going through in their life. Keith Sweat.
But it's not always just pain. It's just listening to those lyrics and knowing how they love someone or how they feel emotionally. Being with that one person. And you know, it's crazy because obviously loving 90s R&B, I still think certain songs remind me of Tony, and we weren't together in the 90s. So it's just about the lyrics and that passion and that force that somebody has behind them, especially if you did grow up listening to the 90s. The majority, I believe almost all of them, wrote their own lyrics.
Yeah, for the most
So
part.
it was all of them. When you have, you know, these rappers or even these R&B artists, other people writing their lyrics. Yeah, you can rap it. You can sound great. You can sing the R&B and sound fantastic because you have a great melody in your voice, or you can sing. However, it's that passion behind it. It's like knowing your trade, being an athlete, for example. Yeah, you may be, what do you always say to me? You can't be, not everybody can be 6'4" and you can train them, but like you know how like that analogy you were giving me, just meaning like
You
you
can't.
can't force something when it's not there.
Right, like you know, I tell kids that I train all the time, you know, and talk to, you know, if you're a kid that's 6'5" or 6'7", 6'2", whatever the case, and you run a 4.4 40, 4.5 40, whatever the case may be, coaches can't train that. I can train you to get faster, get stronger, but I can't train you to be 6'5". I can't train you to be, you know, 230 pounds. If you know, if your body was meant for you only be 160 pounds. You know what I'm saying? So
It's the same concept.
that's not, yeah, it's not biologically, you know, possible, you know, for some people. So
I just feel today, there's, like you said, there really and truly is no artist that I know of, R&B artist, that has it. Is there even any more R&B artists? I mean, in all honesty, besides you got Drake, who wants to rap sometime, and don't get me wrong, I like Drake, but who wants to rap and then he wants to be R&B? I mean, what do we have nowadays?
I mean, there's no, I mean,
These kids don't know unless you teach
Trey
them.
Songz is probably close, but he's like an R. Kelly type. But like I said, like R. Kelly type meaning he make the party songs, he make those baby making songs, but
Just to confirm, you want songs by R.
Wow.
Kelly?
what I guess you got a background hearing from us from Alexa. We got Alexa in here.
She's not even on, which is
Alexa's
just
not even
scary
on
to
right
me.
now. That's crazy. Alexa, turn off right
Turn
now.
off, Alexa.
You know, Alexa's like your kid that you should be in the bed right now, but she waking up saying stuff that you shouldn't be up right now. So, like I said, we live in effect right now. I'm not even gonna edit that out right now because
No, Alexa wanted to join in.
Alexa wanted to join in. We got Alexa, go to bed right now. It's
Yeah,
time for you
she's
go.
asleep.
Time for you go night night. But you know, it's funny that she came on right now. That's crazy. Wow. So, yeah, Alexa. Like
technology.
Said, technology, man. Like I said, you know, she plugged in, and I didn't even say Alexa turn on. I don't remember.
She's supposed to be obedient. Only when you call her name, she's supposed to say something. Yeah. But she's like, no, I want to be part of this podcast.
You know what I'm saying? So, yo, like I said, that's, you know, that's the thing about technology is a gift and a curse. But, you know, like, so we're not going to edit that out. We're going to keep it in here because we're doing everything freestyle off the dome right now. You know, it's uncut.
Uncut.
Look for sponsors. So if you want to be a sponsor to the show, definitely hit us up. You know, once again, twowaythoughts@yahoo.com. That's twowaythoughts@yahoo.com. But once again, you know, we want to keep this podcast, you know, on a weekly basis. We do have, you know, regular jobs. So, you know, we apologize for it being so late on a Wednesday, but, you know, we definitely want to get it popping at some point on the Wednesday and make sure that we reach out to people. And we had a few people hit us up last week. Appreciate you guys for the love, even on our intro.
It was just an intro.
You know, we got
but
some
But my baby sound good, don't he? So, you know, I get it.
I'm just trying to be who I am right now. I'm not trying to be anything else.
And we want to, you know, we want to hit not only topics that obviously are going to strike up conversations for maybe you guys to, like, chime in and email us or eventually call in when we get to that feature. But we want to keep you guys engaged. And so that's why I think, like, with Tony and I being diverse, not only in a relationship, but having our own views, you know, you have North, you have South, sports, we're completely different. Music is probably the only thing I would say 100% we agree on. And even sometimes I feel he's a little too hood for me, if you will. But it's okay. It's A-okay. But I mean, like, careers, you know, goals, education, relationships. I definitely want to dive into the relationship aspect, not tonight, but maybe like next time, because I know that that's a hot topic for a lot of people, especially for women. I know you women out there, I'm 100% sure agree with my philosophy on how I feel sometimes with what he does and doesn't do. And I'm sure you men out there are like, God, why are you women so sensitive? And why are you so emotional? But, you know, I want to be able to engage and talk about those things. And as I mentioned earlier, I am a writer, so I want to be able to share some of my poetry, which of course is heartfelt and from, you know, from deep within. And I recently just wrote something about love, and so those are things like I want to talk about and engage. But you guys have suggestions, you know, to help us out. Again, us being brand new at this, definitely let us know, because we want, you know, we want, of course, to get an audience that is going to love us and want to hear from us and also be engaged with us.
Yeah, so once again, you know, this is our first podcast. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. We're going to wrap it up in just a little bit. Definitely had a good time, you know, having this conversation. Like I said, this is a conversation that we will have on our own besides being on the podcast. You know what I'm saying? It's something that we would do probably on a daily basis, except for
it's
now.
It's not rehearsed. This is literally
this
us.
This is uncut.
Yep.
You know,
this is us.
It's kind of like Dave Chappelle / Night Show / Lucille Ball and yep. Ricky Martin up on here. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely something that I kind of said Ricky Martin and Lucille Ball, didn't I? That's kind of like, I'm showing my age a little bit.
We're not telling you how old we are.
But
we're going to let you
anyway,
guess.
So I'm just saying that, you know, this is that uncut. So nothing scripted, not unrehearsed, unedited at this particular point right now. We're going to leave it raw as it can be.
With Alexa
all in the background. Yeah. We got to tell her go night-night right now. But we appreciate you guys tuning in. Like I say, if you have any questions and comments, anything you want us to talk about, hit us up on twowaythoughts@yahoo.com. That's twowaythoughts@yahoo.com.
Please give us candid feedback. We completely appreciate it, accept it, and, you know, we want to gain the audience attention, and we thank you.
Yeah, man. Damn it, man. We did a podcast. That's crazy. That's what's up. So
love you, babe.
Love you too, guys. And love you as well. Hope you guys hit us up next week. We'll see you soon. Peace.
Thanks, guys. Have a great week. Thank you.